Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
A lot of breaking news. Want to start, just clear something up here locally, though. All right, this shooting over in West Philly yesterday. I don't think we know enough to say definitively cause of action around the end of Ramadan. But Dan, immediately, we had a conversation after the show. We remembered West Philly and the Delaware County police are involved in looking for a vehicle. The reason is what had happened, this cemetery out there in lower Delaware County, we had on the head of a school because you have warring parties in Philadelphia that would kill each other. The funeral, the cemetery started to bury a lot of people or a significant number that were Muslim, and gunfire would erupt there. So, you know, we don't know exactly the causal element of this, but the one thing I'll say about it, people that get on the Philadelphia police, literally, according to Philly Crime Update and other, I don't know about hundreds, but it must have been close, responded to that immediately where the gunfire was coming from. So whenever these people go after cops, I saw Kendra Brooks of the Working Families Party tweeting out stuff, Dan, but no mention of the heroic cops who shot one of these people and captured five of them that were terrorizing there. Yeah. So let's put that point of emphasis. When we take a look at a situation like this that did make national news, they run to where the gunfire is coming from, not away from it. And keep that backstory, the cemetery part of it that's happened before. One other little note. DJ, I told him I'd mention it. I have it on a list with big stuff coming up. What the heck goes on in Northeast Philadelphia? Another truck driver apparently asleep, Dan. I think he was allowed, waiting for with a shipment. And 12,000... pounds of pork.
Pork?
Pork were
pork?
Stolen.
What kind of pork? Like roast pork?
I had no idea.
Porchetta?
Just pork.
Capicola?
That's the only thing I can report on Capicola? At this point. So we have that going on here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Of course, O.J. Simpson passing at 76 after a battle with prostate cancer. Got to address that. We should hear from Alan Dershowitz maybe this hour, who, of course, was one of the all-star team. Always, you know, maybe he could say something a little bit more with the passing of OJ. But the thing that got me out of this is the two morons who were prosecutors who are going to put the glove on next day to a guy that had arthritis in a hand who was hitting it against a wall the night before, knowing what would happen. And the brilliance of Johnny Cochran versus the prosecutors in this case. I saw on Twitter, though, Dan, today, that apparently the jurors got to do a walkthrough of OJ's house And apparently they took down all the white celebrities he has photos with, all this artwork, to make it look more humble, because they were trying to play with the juries and connect OJ to the black community, which he was not connected to. And when we, I'm sure there'll be a new poll out probably in the next 48 hours or so after the verdict came down. I was so glad because I couldn't watch any more of that trial. We had on some
you
of
had
the,
enough?
Yeah, we had on some of the, I mean, Jay Leno called me the, which character? He didn't like a question. I don't know why. I had Jay Leno.
Wait, Jay Leno came after you?
Yeah. Did he call me the Judge Ito, or did he call me? He called me the Barry Sheck.
I didn't know Jay Leno was attacking you at one point.
Yes. If you go, we have to find that.
The chin.
He called me the Barry Sheck of talk radio hosts, because Barry Sheck was notorious for follow-up questions. I think he was just trying to be funny, but I wasn't sure. I wouldn't offend Jay Leno at that point. He was one of the biggest names in entertainment. Of course, the chase.
What did you do to offend him?
I don't know. I just maybe have asked him a question he didn't like.
Yeah.
I'm looking at replay.
Seems like a finicky individual.
Yeah, of OJ trying on the glove here. And how in the world, you know, I didn't graduate law school. But I know you only ask questions you know what the answer is that you're going to get. You only have people do stuff like try on the glove if you know what's going to happen. He's got another glove underneath it because of the evidence. He was hitting his hand against the wall all night. He already had arthritis. He needed to take his medicine.
How idiotic would the attorney look? Like, oh, it does fit? Oh.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just too moronic. The female attorney, Dan, didn't know who O.J. Simpson was. Right there, that was a problem. And they went over the wall the night of the killing.
Did she not watch TV and seen a commercial?
Yeah. So it will be interesting to see where America is with the polling. I haven't seen Trump make any reference yet. I'm sure he will, though. There will be some kind of reference here. All right, big idea of the day from Rich Lowry over at National Review. And I agree with this. The best place for Trump to campaign and be are in places that are fast food, like Chick-fil-A, and pizza places. But you've cut yesterday of an African-American woman embracing Trump there. Trump is at his best. You don't have to worry about him in situations like that, unlike Biden. I mean, it's his natural thing. He connects that way. It takes away any of the onus, I think, that people have toward him. Sure, he's got the hat on and all that stuff, but he's a natural there. You know, very few. Can you imagine Mitt Romney, when he campaigned, went in and said, I love this Wawa's. He was calling a Wawa the plural.
Oh, no, you can't know.
And then he said, and they have these touch screens. Wow, the touch screens were there for like 4 years.
Touch screens.
You can't put one of those guys like Biden, well, Mitt Romney particularly, you can't put them in a situation like that. They don't know what the heck's going on. Trump connects in that. Here's a little bit of the sound yesterday from President Trump hugging and taking a picture with this woman who said she supports him, cut nine, no matter what the media says.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We're here 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Yeah, that is a good spot for Trump. It works very well. He's comfortable with it. More of those go a long way to kind of disarming anything else people would say about him. It kills the other side.
He's shown that a lot, like a very soft side.
Yeah.
He's very approachable, I've heard, when
yep.
You know, in person. Why do you think he takes on the hard shell, aggressive kind of tone when doing the speeches and not offering more of a relatable, soft kind of side?
Because he can't take it when there's silence and they're not laughing and whatever.
Yeah.
Stop it with the rallies, when the same old lines and things that some people see as, you know, pushing the envelope too much.
Yeah.
It's about winning. Again, he should know that. But, Dan, he wants to entertain him. And entertaining him is saying something more pointed. What he does in a Chick-fil-A is exactly what is a winning thing for him.
Does he lose his luster if he takes away the bite?
What's the base of people going to do? They're not going to vote for him if for a few months he doesn't have the bite? No,
yeah,
they're still going to do it. All right.
I think he gains more voters by offering this side of himself, the soccer side, than the continuance of...
Right. And it's natural, it's approachable, it's relatable, without a doubt. Rich Lowry over there is right. I wish I had said the same thing. Stick in places like this as much as possible or work them in. It's a natural. People relate to it. He's buying stuff for them, too. And he's not standing in a corner eating an ice cream like Biden is. He's right in the center of the thing. Okay. Get in on that. I'll give you the side question in a moment. One other thing. And this Republicans are not good at this. Yesterday, the Arizona House and Senate met on this nonsense of this 134-year-old law being put into play. And this one woman is a Republican spokesperson, and I think a state senator, making news. They're scheduled, they're postponed until next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And she said, well, we need time to digest this. You know what? They got to get people like this behind the scenes. Hey, lady, it's not about you. It's not about the comma in sentence four. You need to get this done. You need to remove whatever they tell you legally, and they ought to be telling you right now, not next week. What do they have to remove to knock out this 134-year-old law, put it in at 15 weeks, which was what I think Arizona's law was? What do you need to do, and do it? This weekend. Yeah, that's right. Come in on Saturday.
Saturday?
Have somebody put a lunch at your table there. You're not moving out. Bathroom break, you get two of them for 10 hours. So figure it out. You're going to sit there and you're going to do it. And you're not going to quibble over it. Behind the scenes, you tell every one of these Republicans, if you don't, we'll primary you. We'll do whatever we have to do to stop you. Why is this so hard for the Republican Party? This is a crisis. This is the only thing Democrats have going for them. They know it, too. They're all over it. Kamala Harris, who really is not so quick on the draw usually, was within Arizona within a matter of hours. They sense it. There's blood in the water. And it's not just about Arizona. I mean, the Alabama thing was bad enough. That's not a swing state. You don't need time to be looking this over. Oh, we need to see this. We need to debate. We need more testimony. The bottom line is get it done. All right. As I said, Alan Dershowitz might be joining us, but we got a couple of other folks coming up, too. Let me give you the side question. 855-839-1210. You get hit. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. And coming up, another radical move by Josh Shapiro, at least I think it is. The side question today, we thought tonight, and I have it all scripted out, but of course I'll throw it away. Once I get the tenor of Rand Paul.
Yeah.
The way I approach things like this is... I put everything down, and then in the moment, I decide where the conversation's going. So I have a lightning round for Rand Paul tonight, which I'll say, McConnell, one word. Let's see what he says.
His responses to names, I love that.
Yeah, the response to name. RFK Jr. is on there. But Dan and I thought, to get in the spirit of the TikTok debate tonight, we want to ask you about a great debate that's out there. Now,
we
don't mean necessarily, I guess it could have a serious one, Dan. Did OJ do it? It's not a serious, I mean, we're talking murder.
Oh, yeah.
And the debate has changed. It used to be relatively close. Now it's almost 100%. But Tina Louise or Dawn Wells, Marianne or Ginger... is an example. You told me you heard a really good one. Do you fill your car up with gas as I do? Or do you only put a certain amount in for some crazy reason?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you only put a certain amount
in? Well, the idea was, this is over at WIP, they were saying that it's better to have the money in your pocket. Say you're going to put $40 if you fill up, but you only want to put $20 in. Is it not better to have the $20 in your pocket rather than reserve there in your gas tank? And then there's always the off chance that you find a cheaper price. You know, maybe it's 10 cents cheaper next week. Just waste of money at that point.
Bidenomics, my argument would be it's always better to fill up right now. 5 minutes from now, it might cost $5,000 a gallon. Really?
Planning for the future with your gas tank.
The wholesale inflation figures came down yesterday. They're as bad as the consumer inflation figures. Wall Street gone wild again. I mean, it's just stunning to see what's happening here. And now it looks like the Fed may not drop interest rates. By the way, we got something on the Fed coming up. Do you have that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Listen to what America, you know, we're worried about.
You're talking about the
yes.
O'Keefe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that one. The other one I just sent.
That was what you just sent. Sorry.
This one is a guy talking about equity. I think I sent it a little while ago. Okay, we'll get to it. Yeah, talking about Powell more concerned with equity than about what he's supposed to do, monetary stability. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, hit us with that. And again, tonight is going to be a spectacular night. The first post-COVID of speaker series with a bar in a great spot. Get your tickets at 1210WPHD.com. Your call straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good Thursday. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. So give us what you think is a really good debate. Could be silly, could be a bit serious. Tonight, we'll have that TikTok debate, which is serious. I mean, Rand Paul and I, that's like the dessert. The main course tonight, I've been through his book, rereading it. It's unbelievable. The evidence that he has yesterday led the news with it again. So I know, and we'll ask him tonight, well, what's the comeuppance? You know, people get tired. Every smoking gun that's out there, Hunter Biden's still out there, Fauci's still out there. On and on and go it goes. It's maddening. We'll have a chance to ask that, and I did take a lot of listener questions. We'll get in as many as possible tonight. All right. Josh Shapiro's outfit today did something that I'm not going to die on the hill of this, but I'll tell you what he did, and it just shows that this guy is a menace again. Governor Wolf had the ability to do something on this, and even he didn't do it. But Shapiro has now gotten the state boards, the people that work with doctors of all sorts, to send a clear message this morning. If you're engaged in anything, and even if you don't call it conversion therapy, if you're engaged in anything like that in any way, shape, or form, you face big discipline. Now, I'm not sure of how this plays out legally. Now, you know, when you hear conversion therapy, you hear the horror stories of it. And there are some where, you know, things that were done to kids that were going through that were gay or thought they were gay, whatever the thing is that parents brought to them, that are abusive or even criminal. But there are other techniques or things that might go into this that I could understand a parent thinking about that. So this broad frame of so-called conversion therapy now. I mean, what's the definition of that? I don't see it spelled out, but they put a big bullseye, if you will, on doctors and others. If they engage in anything like this, they face very severe discipline. And several people have remarked that Josh Shapiro is showing how progressive he is, while John Fetterman is seemingly going a bit the other way. Fetterman has spoken out against squatters, for example, and saying, you know, what right do they have? Yeah. And actually telling the New York Post he's not woke. Now, I don't see Fetterman. I think you're silly if you're saying this is all a conspiracy. He hasn't run for office for another, what, 4.5, 5 years? He's not doing that. I think he's kind of saying in a weird way. Now, he's still, on any number of issues, a progressive. But he's a little bit off the beaten path. And rather than just, you know, dismissing it as another ploy, use it against the other side. Well, John Fetterman even says, what the heck is going on about squatters here? You know, how in the world are we dealing with squatters? What do they have rights toward in any way, shape, or form? And the election itself is playing out again. We have another number this morning. As I said, the market has gone wild. The number this morning is what wholesalers, yesterday it was consumer price index for individuals. And they're all bad. And people are beginning to believe that inflation is baked in. In other words, the inflation rate was around 1.4 to 1.6 the last year or so of the Trump administration. So Biden continually trying to go back and say you can't get toilet paper then during COVID. He has no answer to this. And it's going to continue and it goes forward. So what is the Fed going to do? You know, their job is not to get us into recession, to manipulate the monetary policy, to have a soft landing, but to deal with inflation. Well, inflation's not going away. You know, we all know the silliness. And when they say inflation has gone down, everybody knows that's not true. It's the rate. But they cause that problem. But then the rate bumps back up. And people are struggling with this. I just saw a report right before we came on that the credit card, the Philadelphia Fed talking about credit card in debt, in default, and the number of people that have over $2,000 on their credit card at this point is astronomical. Are they going to blame them? Or are going to say, well, you should tighten your belt and stop spending? Or do we know why this guy, and I know exactly the reason why, I don't care what anyone says, it's clear and it's still going on. This selfish, selfish little man had in his head he was going to be a significant president. Maybe he'd only get one term. He was going to be FDR and LBJ. And the way to do that is to go big. I mean, you know my theory. FDR, it was bad policy. But at least you could understand the thinking, even though the thinking was off, the middle of the Great Depression. LBJ was just a monster. The all-time monster. He doesn't get enough discredit for the damage he did to the American family, to America. Biden comes along and outspends all of them. And what does it produce? It produces inflation. So now they're telling Americans, but the economy is great. No, it's not for the average American. How many examples, how many times do we have to go through this? So are these people, look, if you still vote for Biden after all this, I don't know what we do with you. Well, I don't like Trump. Okay, good. Continue on because if he's reelected, he's going to do more of this. Plus the cognitive decline, if there ever was cognition that was anywhere near being a president. You put them together. How in the world could you vote on that? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So here's a little cut. James O'Keefe, undercover guy, gets a guy who works at the Fed, who really likes what Powell is doing. And one of the things he says, it's not just monetary policy. We're now about equity. Look, they're having enough trouble keeping stability so that things seem normal, that we're not going back and forth with the stock market and everything else and everybody afraid of the next report. Listen to this exchange. This is undercover of a guy talking about what they're doing at the Fed.
Aurel Hiesmo, principal economist for the Federal Reserve, says Jerome Powell wants to go down in history as someone who, quote, held the line against Donald Trump, unquote.
He's doing it for the legacy. He wants to be remembered in history as somebody who held the line against, like Trump and like somebody who like helped the economy.
So he wants to preserve his legacy. As
someone,
even though he's Republican on paper, Democrats don't want him.
Yeah, because he's responsive. Under Powell, the Fed has changed to think about equity issues, like racial issues, think about wealth inequality as part of the mandate, as part of the things we're following.
Yep.
Think about climate change.
Aurel Hiesmo says, quote, people think conservatives are dumb and that the, quote, Federal Reserve would discriminate against those conservatives depending on how out there they are.
People think they're dumb.
All right. So sorry for the little bit background. I mean, they always have a woman every drinks with the guy they lure into this. It's a constant thing. So it's about equity, about redistribution of wealth, about climate. And Americans struggle on. When do people just say enough and say this is such an issue that affects them and is going to continue to affect them? They're going to overlook any antagonism they have toward Trump if it's a binary choice. Are they going to say, no, I can't stand Trump that much. I'm going to continue to be put through this. How many stories do we have? Stories today of people that are skipping meals in order to pay their housing. Stories today of how much home maintenance has gone up, how much home insurance has gone up due to this wild inflation. They get mad, the Biden people, if you get at them enough, and they start blaming Americans. Stop whining. The economy's good. You're going to see more is over the horizon. We have James Bovard on. Now, you've heard him with me before, New York Post. A numbers guy who makes them interesting, entertaining. What he says today in his New York Post column at 1:30 is unbelievable about really how far inflation has gone and some of the things this is continuing to do. Are they thinking people will just get used to it? Inflation, the monetary system, this is what has brought down empires. Why should Americans have to tighten their belt because of Joe Biden? Why? Based on what? What's the argument here? They try to tell you the argument is inflation has gone down. Stop talking about it. The argument is you're selfish. You're MAGA. You're crazy. Everything is good here. All right, phone lines. Don't forget today's side topic. Hit us with that all-time debate. Might be a small one, might be a large one. I love that debate about filling up your car or having money in your pocket, even though I don't quite see the wisdom of that. Did OJ do it? That used to be a debate. I think it's pretty settled now.
We got a couple from the past week that are great ones. Manhattan versus New England clam chowder.
There you go. Well, I know that New England wins, even though it's hard for me to understand.
Is chili a soup was a great one that we had.
That was an all-time one. Yes.
And what was your side of that?
I didn't really have a dog in that thing.
Chili is a soup.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard for me to intervene in it. You know what I mean?
Is it a topping? What is chili?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a soup.
Is it an appetizer of its own?
Yeah, I'd say it's an appetizer of its own.
It's a soup.
All right, but I'm fascinated by the TikTok thing. I'm going to put up on Twitter here in a while just to see our listeners. Is it really like 70 or 80% now don't think we ought to do anything to Twitter, make them an American company or dissuade them that way? All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hey, let's face it. Most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Bentz and his great staff work with her every step of the way doing whatever it took, every appointment, to make sure she got more and more comfortable. Gave her space when she needed it and slowly showed her a positive, comfortable, and safe experience. Now, after a few months, she's comfortable and confident when she visits. I sent someone who hadn't been to the dentist in 8 years to Dr. Bentz. She's never left him as a patient. That's years ago. It doesn't matter what your level of fear is, a little fearful or extremely anxious, you can count on Dr. Bentz and his staff for a pleasant dental experience. Give Dr. Bentz a call, 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of that dental work you've been putting off. Finally get that smile that you've always wanted. The Bentz Dental Group is where you go. BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, DentalGroup.com, or 610-272-6949. All right, folks, without further ado, let's go to Professor Alan Dershowitz. Professor, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks. It's a sad day for people who knew O.J. Simpson, but, you know, I knew he was very sick, and it was just a question of time, but I'm still sad.
Well, you know, I can understand as your client, though, but why should we be sad, Professor, other than, look, you know, you're not a good person if you wish misery on anybody. But most of America believes that O.J. killed those two people now, right?
Most of America thinks that. But anybody who followed the trial would also know that the main evidence against him, the bloody sock, was planted. That Officer Van Adder poured blood from a test tube onto the sock. We were able to prove that because the blood on the sock contained a chemical called EDTA, which is not found in the human body. It's essentially rat poison. It's a blood thinner, and it's found in test tubes. It's used to make sure that the blood in the test tube doesn't coagulate. So we were able to prove that he was framed. Whether he was guilty or not, a frame-up should never be permitted by the legal system. But everybody's entitled to their own view as to whether he was guilty or innocent. It's interesting. People who actually saw the whole trial from beginning to end were much less surprised by the verdict than people who just watched it sporadically in the evening news or read about it in the newspapers.
Well, I wasn't surprised because, and I don't want you to have to engage if you don't want to, the quality of the prosecutor is not good. On the other hand, you got you, Johnny Cochran, and F. Lee Bailey sort of in his prime. What do you think's going to happen here? I mean, you know, I don't know. I just think the prosecutors were not good. They were outgunned by you guys.
They were terrible. They were terrible. They made every mistake in the book. Let me give you an example. Under California law, they could have made him try on the glove prior to deciding whether to have him try it on in front of the jury. But they were so arrogant, they didn't do that. And they tried it on in front of the jury. And I was sitting literally 2 or 3 feet away from him. And he walked up to the jurors and he showed them it's too small. And that was a very dramatic moment because it meant he didn't have to testify. He wanted to testify. F. Lee Bailey wanted him to testify. I persuaded him not to testify because he had already testified without being cross-examined. So you're absolutely right. We focused our case on science. They focused their case on emotion and made every mistake in the book. And as I've said over and over again, we didn't win the case. They lost it. So if you have any complaints about the verdict, blame the prosecution. Don't blame the defense. Our job is to defend them zealously.
Sure.
Their job is to try to win the case, but they didn't.
I did know, I thank you for that, that you, under California law, they could have tried it on. I mean, look, I dropped out of law school. But I know the first thing we're told is you don't ask a question. You don't know what the answer is to it. You don't put on some evidence and you don't know where it's going to go. It's common sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, what happened is that this was an affirmative action case. This was a case where they had great prosecutors in D.C., but the attorney general decided he wanted a black man and a white woman. And they didn't pick the best lawyers to defend, to prosecute the case. All right. You know, race and gender specific affirmative action may be appropriate in the courtroom. But would you want that decision to be made about picking your pilot or picking your surgeon. So it's really a very strong argument against racial preferences or gender preferences. It's a very strong argument in favor of meritocracy because You know, we had the better lawyers, and that's
exactly
not what should decide a case. But under our very, very identity politics approach to life today, the best people aren't always picked for the most important jobs.
On a personal level, outside the legal system, what was OJ like? One thing that makes him larger than life to me as an athlete, I mean, he gained 2,000 yards for the Buffalo Bills in only 14 games.
They never won a championship.
Not even close.
No, he was a great athlete, and he also crossed boundaries by becoming the first African-American major person to advertise for a product that was used mostly by white people, obviously the rent-a-cars. And, you know, prior to the murder of these two people, he was at the top of the world. You know, he was one of the most admired people in America, and deservedly so. And, of course, everything changed as it should have changed once we saw that the Bronco chase. I remember I was watching the NBA Finals with my family in Charleston, South Carolina, when that chase occurred, and they interrupted. And I was furious at them. I wanted to watch the NBA. And they interrupted the game to show parts of the chase. And I turned to my wife, and I said, well, he's obviously guilty. Otherwise, why would he be running away? And I thought he might kill himself. But that's why everybody was watching, because they didn't know the outcome. And the same thing was true of the verdict. You know, the verdict was announced that there was a verdict the night before, but that it wouldn't be announced until midday the next day.
God.
And so it was one of the most watched events in the history of television.
Oh, the toilet flushing. I can remember I did it when they said, well, we'll be right back with the verdict. It was time to go. Parting area for you. I know you're much in demand your time today. We really appreciate it. But I have to ask you a question now. With the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm, let's go to the other legal setting. You and Larry David, who even Geraldo has said what a bad guy this guy is this week. What's going on in that front?
Well, I don't mind him being not such a nice guy. But I still try to watch his show, but I thought it just wasn't funny. I mean, when you know how nasty he is as a person, and then you see him in the show being the nasty person, you don't laugh. I haven't watched the finale yet. I probably will. You know, he was a good friend, but he's the poster child for the divisiveness of America. Here was a guy whose daughter I helped to get into college, who I helped in many, many different ways. And, you know, he yelled and screamed at me, "You're despicable. You're disgusting," because I defended Donald Trump. I didn't even vote for him, but I defended him. But that, I mean, he was representative of what's happened in America. And that's it's a tragedy for Americans. And, you know, it shows the limits of his own tolerance and intelligence.
A parting question, too. I know that you can turn a book around when the idea is there and it strikes you pretty quickly.
Sure.
What's going on now with Netanyahu, anti-Semitism, this disruption all over the place of these mobs that are being allowed to get away with it? What's your thought on this right now?
Well, you know, I wrote a book right after October 7th called War Against the Jews. It was published, I wrote it in 28 days. What we're seeing is the combination of three groups of people. The radical anarchists, we used to call them communists, the people who want to bring down America, the people who hold signs up, death to America. That's one group, the radical hard left. The second group are radical Muslims and Arabs from places like Dearborn, Michigan, who also have signs, death to America. And the third are the useful idiots, these college kids that just join any popular cause. And together, they're being extremely disruptive. They're often violent. They have created an aura of anti-Semitism today on campuses around the country that make Jews seem unsafe. And yet college administrators are afraid to take them on because they're loud and they're violent and they're disruptive. But mostly at the core, they're anti-American. They hate America. And that's the key to this. They hate America. Scratch an anti-Israeli person deep enough and you're going to find somebody who hates America.
Well put. Professor, thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Professor Alan Dershowitz. Dan seems like a little sniffle there, too, maybe. So we appreciate it. You know, when he says, you get a chill when he says, well, OJ walked by me as he was trying on the glove. Did you ever know that? And, Dan, I follow this because I had to. It was in talk radio then. I didn't know you could try it on in private before you tried the glove on under California law. They could make him.
It doesn't really seem to make sense, does
Those
it?
Those two nitwits. Just, my God. Well, Marjorie Clark didn't know who O.J. was, and she was the chief prosecutor.
Yeah.
Well, who's that? Why is this so important?
Although still to this day, he just holds how bad that prosecution team was, too.
They are.
Yeah.
And they had F. Lee Bailey.
But as a guy with his kind of resume, he could be taking a pure victory lap saying, oh, I'm just that good of a lawyer. But now he's like, no, prosecution was just terrible.
I think Johnny Cochran in the end was better, but F. Lee Bailey was right there with him as the two best defense lawyers in the last 50 years. And then he was going to handle the appellate case.
What a team.
Yeah. And meanwhile, on the other side, you heard what he said. We have a DEI crew. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time argument, you know, that debate, kind of like the TikTok tonight. And give me a reaction to Alan Dershowitz, the passing of...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
OJ, Dom Giordano show, welcome in. Just saw on Twitter, our buddy Scott Presler, apparently, according to this one, got some money because of the attack of NBC News on him. And he says he'll be refurbishing the new house when he gets it because Politico and the New York Times are about ready to drop hit pieces on them. So why in the world do the New York Times and Politico want to go after Scott Presler? Well, the answer might be because he's effective. I can tell how listeners get fired up when we have him on, when they hear him. There is a tremendous jolt of that. So that could be the reason why. Scott Presler, you're going to be hearing, you know, all kinds of barrages. And I thought the NBC one was out there, but then it seemed to go away. And maybe there was a settlement there. I'm not sure. We'll hope to get them on in coming days, and we'll get to the bottom of that. We have another whale, sadly, that washed ashore, Long Beach Island area. The numbers are staggering. Jack Cetarelli be on at 2 o'clock today. Republican candidate for governor came very close the last time around until we got to Essex and Hudson County. Then you know what happens with Democrats in Jersey. But how much of this has to happen? We'll find out if he's going to make that an issue in the campaign. I think it's a great issue because it gets into money with all the nonsense going on. They're not going to lower your rates. It gets into the phony climate, and it gets into the emotion of people concerned to what's happening to whales and other sea life. because of this legacy item of the Murphys and these other insiders and the people making money off it, many of them foreign companies. So, you know, the argument right away is that they must have been hit by a ship or they got entangled, not the confusion happening with whales and others, dolphins, due to the drilling, due to the disruption that we've already seen, let alone what they plan to do in the future.
I have a great statement that was just released by Robin Schaefer, president of Protect Our Coast New Jersey. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
He says, Protect Our Coast New Jersey has always kept an open mind where the highly unusual deaths of hundreds of whales and dolphins along our shores is concerned. We don't know whether the offshore wind companies blasting the waters with sonar sparkers and seismic devices could be impairing the communication patterns of these marine mammals, but we're skeptical about the statements that are all too often put out by the scientists in the immediate aftermath of these deaths that they were caused by ship strikes or entanglements with fishing gear. These statements are put out by organizations actively sponsored by government agencies and multi-billion dollar wind energy companies far sooner than any results can possibly be obtained. Big words, Robin. We ask, isn't it at least possible that there is some other factor causing disorientation, and that the ship strikes and entanglements are a secondary factor? Blaming all the deaths on entanglements and ship strikes is reminiscent of the phenomenon 4 years ago in which seemingly every death was a COVID death, no matter how old or sick the patient was prior to contracting the virus. Robin Schaefer, president.
That's exactly right. By the way, in his book, and I'm going to really drill down, I just reread it last night, similar to that quote, Dan, Rand Paul, guess who he compares Fauci to? J. Edgar Hoover. Remember J. Edgar Hoover, 37 years, everybody afraid of him, FBI? Fauci may have had more power in his own realm, and they were scared to death of him. So we'll get into that tonight at the Zlock Performing Arts.
Can't wait for that.
Center. We'll check on this because finally, could we be here? I'm looking at a tweet. Mayor Sherelle Parker is on a SEPTA platform, getting ready to go to Kensington today for her big 100-day event. She's on the L, which is notorious. Does that mean today she's going to announce what the plan is, safety plan, and Kensington? We hope so, and we'll bring it to you as soon as we get it. We hope to have her on next week. Finally, and we're going to see the excuses that start to play out here of those on the other side really think you can't do anything about Kensington. Let people go there. We need a safety valve. No. We're tired of this. Everybody's tired of it. It is immoral. And by the way, I'll say it again. It would be nice if the Archbishop rode there with her and said, this is immoral. If it's not immoral, I don't know what immoral is. And if religious figures can't say it's immoral what's been allowed to happen with Kensington, they shouldn't be in the field of religion. This is the opportunity to connect it. It's not just public policy and money. It's human lives. It's progressivism. It's making decisions that are deadly, consequential, and I would say immoral. There's a debate. Where's the morality in helping people continue their drug habit? Where's the morality in that? All right, let's go to Joe in Westchester. Let's get one on the board on the side question. All right, Joe, what's the great debate for you?
Well, the debate for me is, and since income taxes are due, when it was 17th, right. April, right? So I used to work for my father's accounting business years ago, and I mostly did income tax returns. And I'd have a debate with, you know, the clients, and they were his clients.
All right, what is the debate, Joe? What's the debate?
The debate is about whether it's better to get a refund or owe money. And people love to get big refunds. And I would tell them, do you know how to save money? Oh, sure. I said, well, then why do you want a refund? You're letting the government have your money all year long with no interest back, right?
I agree with you on that, Joe. All right, Dan, mark that one down. That is a good one. Is it better to get that big refund? People love that. Or
I love the refund.
Have interest on it that you save it yourself. I'm on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Joe was too as an accountant. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is push pound 1210. Your calls are coming up. We'll talk with Robin tomorrow. There's a lot to update you around the whale situation, but another poor whale washing up on the shore. And when you see them come with these cranes and all that to take it off, what do the Murphys say? The Murphys look you right in the face and say, it's due to climate. It's due to the fishermen. It's due to the ships. No, it's not. It's due to people like the Murphys, the corruption in New Jersey. We beat you once, we beat you twice, and we're going to beat you again. And you're not going to be governor too much longer, and you're never going to be the senator. 855, not that I hold grudges, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.